Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
We are going back in time on this Tuesday morning, all the way back to the American Revolutionary War, right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
We're catching up with Jonah Stevens from historic Brattonsville. We have the Battle of Huck's Defeat that's happening on Saturday and Sunday. And Jonah, let's explain to folks a little bit about the Battle of Huck's Defeat and the importance of it, especially at historic Brattonsville.
Well, you know, it's so amazing that we have such a national landmark really in our backyard. The Battle of Huck's Defeat really changed the tide of the American Revolution here in South Carolina. Okay, so in 1780, the entire Continental Army of South Carolina, basically our blue troops, were captured. And so we thought the war was over. The war was lost here in South Carolina. We were always going to remain a British colony. And Huck's Defeat, just 150 men, basically what the British viewed as farmers with pitchforks, were able to turn the tides and, of course, actually fight against soldiers in British uniform and win, all within a matter of about 20 minutes.
What? So, wow.
Amazing turnaround, and it sent a shockwave through the people here in South Carolina and instilled us to fight again. And it really caused patriotism to come back here into the colony of South Carolina.
Gosh, you had folks that had all the equipment needed to win, and to your point, just they encountered farmers with pitchforks, just folks who knew the land, who knew how to survive without some of the modern conveniences at that time, and they came out victorious.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gosh. They wanted it. They had the eye of the tiger.
That's it.
Like, we are taking you down.
And this took place at where historic Brattonsville now is? Like, what's the significance between that and historic Brattonsville?
So the amazing part is we today have 800 acres of land for the site, and we actually have the battlefield right there where people can go walk down and tour the actual hallowed ground where the battle took place. And then, of course, you know, throughout the day, at the Battle of Huck's Defeat, people are also going to get to see people representing those soldiers and those militia members who fought so long ago. So it's going to be really, really amazing.
It really takes you back. Truly, history comes alive. Not just what's happening on the battlefield, but a glimpse of what life is like and how the soldiers interacted with people and how the people supported the whole victory. And it was truly a time when it was a different time.
Absolutely. And, you know, we call it gentleman's warfare. And so that's certainly what you're going to see. You're going to see, for instance, the Dragoons, you know, we think it's kind of silly, but they've got these large bearskin fuzzy pieces on their helmets. And, you know, where you're going to see uniforms that aren't just the red coat and the blue coat that you may read about in your history textbooks. You're right. History really is going to come to life. And what makes the Revolutionary War so much closer to home than, of course, maybe up in New England, is the fact that the soldiers who are fighting here, even in British uniforms, are captured colonists a lot of times. So those Continental soldiers that we talked about being captured at Charleston, they were given an option. Be a prisoner on a ship or put on a British uniform and fight against the cause that you were originally intending to fight for.
Wow.
And so we find that some of those men probably were fighting at Huck's Defeat and, of course, elsewhere here in the Southern Campaign, fighting other patriots. And so that just makes things even more tense.
It makes it so confusing, too. I can only imagine when you're out there, you don't know. You just have to, I mean, gosh.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And especially with militias, when literally these people are just wearing what is the clothes on their back.
Yeah.
Sometimes the only thing that differentiates one side from another is a piece of pine twig in your hat or a piece of paper. And so throughout all the gun smoke, you know, we know at the Battle of Huck's Defeat, there were 300 men fighting. If you see a black powder firearm go off, even just that amount of firearms will thicken into a fog within a matter of minutes. It becomes pretty hard to find that piece of paper or that pine twig.
Where's that twig?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Oops.
That's it. We're speaking with Jonah Stevens from historic Brattonsville about the Battle of Huck's Defeat. It's going to be a reenactment this Saturday and Sunday, July the 13th and the 14th. Jonah, what's going to happen on the 13th? I understand there's going to be a wreath-laying ceremony starting Saturday at noon. And then take us from there.
So, of course, we're going to have a wreath-laying ceremony respecting those who served, in, of course, in the American Revolution. At 2 o'clock both days, we're going to be having battle reenactments, and it will be different battles on different days. So Saturday will be the Battle of Huck's Defeat, the actual battle that happened there. And then very shortly on, just down the road was the Battle of Flat Rock, and so Sunday we're going to replicate that. And that was basically a bunch of wagons with supplies on them going to other Loyalist troops, and they were captured by North Carolina cavalrymen on horseback.
And during this, will people also see what other people of that era were doing in terms of food, in terms of activities? I mean, you're not going to put kids' activities in between the reenactment, but will people get a sense of what life really was like other than just the reenactment part?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so we're going to have a lot of child-friendly activities, including, you know, kids can actually come and roll their own candy cartridges and join the militia and do drill with wooden muskets.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, well, we had candy cigarettes back in my day. So these are candy cartridges.
Candy bullets.
Candy bullets.
Oh, yeah. But they then, of course, we also have a display where they can try on the uniforms. We're also going to be doing 18th century foodways. We're going to have an African-American foodways demonstration talking about where where barbecue originates from. And then at the same time, we're also going to be doing a suckling hoglet, showing how, you know, different versions of that were done in the 18th century as well. We're going to have soldiers out there doing cannon demonstrations, artillery demonstrations. Women will be demonstrating textiles, weaving, spinning, blacksmithing. So overall, whenever you just come to the site, you're going to get an overwhelming experience of what it would have really been like to live in the 18th century, both as a civilian and as a soldier.
And real quick, how many volunteers do you have out there?
Volunteers at Historic Brattonsville, we have 140 volunteers.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't all come out at once,
sure.
but we have many of them that are out there event to event. But it's not uncommon for us to see 20, 30 volunteers on a big event day.
Jonah Stevens, thank you so much. The Battle of Huck's Defeat, Saturday and Sunday at Historic Brattonsville.